Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
An ACLU staffer asked me while passing in the Capitol Annex the other day if I was happy with a couple of victories that pushed back against the sexual revolution. My response was that I saw a lot of brokenness and pain on both sides of the issue. There was anger and there was sadness as transgender-identified people believed that they were being erased. On the other side, I heard compelling testimony of a young woman who had a double mastectomy when she was only 16 years old and then given strong doses of testosterone so her external appearance would appear to be male. She testified that she felt completely abandoned by what the medical professionals did to her and that she'll have to live with her choices for the rest of her life. Now, one thing is clear, and that's that children shouldn't be pawns in ideological wars and that protecting their health and safety should be a priority of the state.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.